Hello, and this is Mrs. Paranormal. It's 9:17 a.m. Sunday morning, Wisconsin time. Guess what? We've got snow on the ground. Yeah, started snowing, late last night. So there's not much on the ground, but just enough to make the roads slippery and the plows are out, which is awesome. Got up and I got my Dunkin', my go-to juice. Yes, I'm home. It's cold out there. I'm not going to sit in the truck and do the podcast. No way. I like you guys, but, I got borders. I got limits. So, anyways, also, I wanted to mention that I do have a listener from the UK that politely let me aware that he emailed me that when I mentioned that nobody tells me where they're listening from, I completely forgot about you in the UK. I apologize for that, but there you go. There you go. You are been recognized. Okay, what's going on? The house has been quiet. Just weird little things that I kind of don't get, but I do. What else? Oh, yeah, you know what happened the other night, you guys? I was sleeping, obviously. It was in the middle of the night. Excuse me. And I woke up, and I'm just laying there, and Diana, the ball actually goes off. It was about... Honestly, you guys are going to sound great. It's going to sound crazy. It was like 3:45 a.m. to 4:30, something like that. And it just once. Just once. And that was it. So, that's the way it goes here. I mean, it takes her or it or them a few days, maybe hours to get back to me. But just out of the blue. And you're sleeping, so your eyelids are closed, and you don't always see the flashing lights, unless, of course, you open your eyes, and you're like, oh, crap. Perfect timing kind of a thing. So, yeah, I'm a little nasally. It's just because of the heater and the whole nasal thing, but sometimes I think I'm catching a cold, but I know it's not. It's just sinuses and the temperatures and dew points and all that fun stuff going on out there. So, yeah, I do have a portable heater? Excuse me, because it gets kind of chilly in here. I have old windows, so they don't do the best at keeping out some of the cold air. See, my windows fog up. So I could just barely see the snow where the window isn't fogged up. Old home, need new windows or something. I don't know. I've tried to figure this out, you guys. I've done research online. I've done condensation on windows. Window panes. I don't know. It's almost like, if this is one way I think of it, it makes a little more sense. Like if you have a hot dish and you have to let it cool down before you put it in the refrigerator, because when you seal it up, you get the water on the inside of the lid because it's hot. Excuse me. It causes that condensation. So I wonder if that's it. This is window talk 101. So the glazing is gone. As I said, they're old windows, man. Oh, you know what else, you guys? I'm trying to do research on my vacation. I did go to a library because I donated a whole bunch of books that I don't need. I don't read anymore. I'm like, I don't need these anymore. I'm not going to reread them. So went to the library and I did ask them, how do I find out what month my house was built? And they said, I figured maybe they'd have blueprints or something, No, they said I have to ask the something of deeds. I always forget the name. Something of trust. Oh, fuck. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? So I need to email them and see if they can give me the month that the house was built. Because we know it was built in 1924. I just don't know what month. And the lady thought that was a really good question. I really stumped her. She goes, I don't know. And she goes, no. She goes, if we had newspapers back then, she goes, they really weren't printing that kind of thing in newspapers, like when the houses were built and things like that. But yeah, directors of deeds? No. Land of deeds. Deedlands? You know what I'm trying to say, right? So that's my next mission, is to try and figure out what month my house was built so then I can actually have a good birthday for it. For all you new listeners, yes, I'm going to celebrate my house. It's 100th year anniversary. Maybe a little cupcake with a candle on it just to let it know, hey, I'm here. I recognize you. I appreciate you. No, I'm seriously going to do that. And I know I've been saying this for a while, but I should maybe try and do that maybe... tomorrow, but it's back to work tomorrow, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Gotta love customer service. All right, you guys, so if you want, I will put it out there, patyinwi@gmail.com. Wisconsin Investigators of the Supernatural for our Facebook page. You can message me on there. If you don't have Facebook, you can email me there. Twitter, I don't know. I just kind of lost it, you guys. Usually I would tweet stuff all the time, but honestly, now that they changed the icon, and it's just not the same anymore. So I haven't been on Twitter probably about a month or more, which is very odd for me. It's not normal, but I've just lost contact with Twitter. I don't like the way it's changed. I don't like the new icon, and I like the bird. I miss that bird. Instagram, I just go on there to watch the reels because they are fucking hysterical. And TikTok, no. Almost said chapstick. Snapchat, no. Hell no. So that's all for, I don't want to say younger people, but it technically kind of is. I've been finding some really neat people okay. So the other day I was looking for stuff just like on horses and things like that. And this one older gentleman, he's a cowboy, and he was on TikTok. So other than that, I don't log on to TikTok. So today, changing subjects quickly, I found some interesting ghost stories. I'm not sure how many I'm going to read. Some are about the ocean. And if I have enough time, I'll read some of those other Wisconsin personal ghost stories. I'm trying to think if there's anything new going on. No, nothing. Okay. So, you know how last year, in Glenbeulah, they have the haunted school and all of that. And they had this big convention here, in Glenbeulah, Wisconsin. Big names like Jason Hawes, Sherry was there, Shane Pittman was there, and a whole bunch of other people, right? So they're going to come back this next year. You guys, if any of you guys are my real friends and you're listening to this podcast, I apologize for saying this, but I really am not apologetic because the prices for that freaking are astronomical. I was like, so I'm like, okay, because it sold out really fast last year. I'm like, okay, I'll get on it this year. And the ticket's already going on sale. I think from what I read for one day it was over $86. Over $86, I believe is what I read. Like, that's like a Friday or Saturday. Or you can do the whole weekend for like $150 or whatever it was. I can't. Because if it's me and somebody else, I don't know, guys. I can use that money for something else. You know what I mean? I could go somewhere else with that $86 or whatever the hell. But it was well over $80. I was shocked. Because I think the year before, it was only like $75. Because I'm like, I can do that. Because I've seen Chris Williams and I've seen Dustin in person here in Wisconsin a couple years ago. And I've saw, you know, met Shane Pittman. And I met some other paranormal investigators. Really cool people. So down to earth, you guys. You have no idea. And that was like $74. I'm like, okay. You know, it was, to me, it was worth it. And when I saw Josh Gates, that was only like $70-something. But what they're charging, I can't. I can't. It's right here in Wisconsin. I mean, it's like freaking literally like 30 minutes away from me. I don't know. We'll see if I go. If it's like, if it's, for some reason, if I have play money, which is very rare, maybe. But I don't want to go by myself, you know, so we'll see. Anyways, all right, so I'm going to bring up some of the stories that I was kind of glimpsing at this morning, and they look pretty interesting to me. I didn't recognize any of them. So here we go. Recording's on. I actually had to use my four-wheel drive this morning, you guys, just because I have an F-150 and 2017, so I had to use my four-wheel drive. I always try to test it to see how the tires are going to go. I'm like, nope, four-wheel drive, screw it. It's just when you turn, it gets really clunky. It's a clonk, 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 clonk when you're turning because it's a four-wheel drive. And, yeah, long story. If anybody of you guys know vehicles, you know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, it's kind of hard to explain because I don't really even understand it. All right. All right, here's something. These are some true scary stories. Yeah, I was looking at the ocean ones, but I must have found this instead. I don't know. Anyways, you guys, sorry. 67 true stories, which obviously I'm not going to read all 67. That'd be fucking insane. And you know, now that I'm thinking about it, now it's quiet, maybe I can investigate the basement a little bit more. Because all you're going to hear is the heater clicking on. So maybe I'll do that. Don't you just love? I always say maybe, maybe, but I never do it. I don't know. Life gets distracting. You get sidetracked. As far as, you know, that's the way I look at it. You get freaking sidetracked unless you don't. If you don't make a list, screw it. You're going to get sidetracked constantly. I make a little list of little, excuse me, things that I want to do. And I've done that for years, though. So it's not because of age. I've always done that. And speaking of age, I was looking at my stats, and my stats are age-wise, they're from, excuse me, early 40s to mid-50s, and the next tier is mid-50s to 60s. So, thank you guys. And it's majority is all women listeners. Thank you. And the men are not that far behind, but honestly, the percentage fall more on the female side. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it. You can do this too. Sit on your bed, sit in your living room, sit in your basement, whatever. Pick up your phone, do a podcast. It's that easy. And this is not a promo. This is just to let you know. It's this literally this simple. You know, and yeah, I was shy at first. I was like, oh, how am I going to do this? But then after a while, you just hold the phone in your hand or in your lap or on a pedestal, whatever the hell you want to do. You can even attach a boom mic to it if you want. I'm sure they make booms that you can plug into the bottom of your phones now. Excuse me, they make everything else for them. And you just sort of stare at a wall or look at yourself in the mirror and do the podcast. I don't know. But yeah, give it a try. If you really have some good stories of your own and you have a lot to go through and you want to share it with people, do it. Email me if you create your own podcast. I'll listen to you. You're listening to me, so I'll repay the favor. I'll listen to you. Okay. Sorry. Duncan's kind of kicking it, but I'm going to be doing the horses later today with the snow. It'll be very interesting. I'm hoping by the time I go, the snow will have stopped, the sun will be out, and I just have to learn to dress better going out there. I went out there Friday. Holy fucktards, guys. It was cold. I had thermal leggings on. Then I put my jeans over those. And then I had my boots, which, like, two pairs of socks on. I had a long shirt on. Then I had my big fucking huge hoodie. And I'm going to bring my ear muffs this time because my ears got a little cold. The gloves did okay. But the thing is, you can't really wear insulated gloves because then you can't bend your fingers to pick up the shovel while you're mucking. So, I don't know. Excuse me. I'll figure it out. Okay. So, this story is what the podcast is about, which is spooky stories and folklore and tarot cards and S-boxes and K2 meters and all that. I should get the K2 meter out while I'm doing this, huh? I'll see what I could do. All right, I'm going to run out of time if I don't do this. Anyways, the first story is called Who's There? Or Who Was There? Now, I have two dogs that bark at anybody. My mother doesn't live with me, nor has a key to my house. Well, about 4 years ago, I am sitting in my house alone, a day off from work, both my dogs hovering around me, one at my feet and one at the doorway leading to the hallway. It's quiet, and let's see, I'm reading it. I don't know how to say that word. Never have. Or doing whatever on the internet. I hear my mother's voice clearly say, Brian. Like she was trying to get my attention from across the house. Let's see. I just perked up my head a little, stunned, thinking I was hearing things. However, my dogs, as soon as I perked up, so did they. And they started growling really fierce in the direction of the voice where I heard it coming from. Excuse me, and their hair was raised on the back of their necks. We went to inspect the house, but nothing was there. Interesting. Could it be in a spirit? Excuse me, his mom's alive, so I don't know. If his mom's alive, I don't know how that would work. Because he doesn't live with her, so I don't know, maybe an echo from the past? Excuse me, again, she's alive, so I don't know. Here we go. Next page. All right. This is through the thought catalog. You guys is where I'm getting these from. Next one says, watched. Now this happened This happened quite a few years ago when I was at UNI. A university maybe? My friends and I were living on a ground floor flat and my room was at the front of the building. Outside my window was a front garden. Well, my boyfriend at the time and I had literally just finished hanging out and I put my head on the pillow and glanced to my right, which is where the window was. There was a gap between the curtain and the window and I was met with a pair of eyes watching me.
We both had the instinct to look away and then quickly look back. At this point, I shouted to my ex that there was someone watching us from outside. He jumped, opened the window, and shouted various amusing warnings. He could see the grass was disturbed, so that someone had been there, and by looks of it, more than once. Ooh. From further inspection the next morning, we found out that he had jumped the small hedge and exited through my neighbor's garden. That's not scary. That's not a ghost story. It's creepy as fuck, but it's not a ghost story. Here's a better one. Good. Hospital ghost. I am a nurse, and I used to work day shift at my old job. I was walking down the hallway with my computer on wheels, COW, that's what they call it, to pass meds. Well, I was in between two patient rooms, not really close to either door, and far from the nurse's station and the kitchenette. I could hear one of the physical therapists talking to a patient in one of the rooms, but no one else was in the hallway. I was looking down at my papers to kind of get myself organized before going to see another patient. All of a sudden, in my right ear, like someone was standing right behind me, I heard a female's voice say, "I'm cold." And I kind of, in like a joking way, like someone would do a big shiver and rub their arms and say, "Brr, I'm cold." Okay, I get it. I turned around thinking it was my friend, Brittany, goofing off on me, but there was no one there. There was no one in the hallway at all. Interesting. I'll make sure this is a scary one. Sorry. I just want to make sure, again, it was a good ghost story, not something ridiculous. All right, next one. They want you to know they're there. My wife and our two friends are hanging out one evening chatting away. My son and his friend were... Sorry, I hate when they do quotations because then I have to read little quotations. It's like, what? And that kind of throws me off when they do that. Anyways, my son and his friends were sleeping in his room. The four of us heard a blood-curdling yell. I swear it was her son's, and she swears it was my son's voice. She raced through the kitchen into the room to see what was happening, and nothing. They were both asleep. She comes back to the kitchen and tells it and freezes in terror. Every single door and drawer is open, 23 of them. In 10 seconds, she is out of the kitchen. Everything was open. Six of them were high enough to be out of reach to expect someone did that. I didn't sleep that well that night. Kind of short but sweet. I get it. Ouch. So they heard a blood-curdling scream. And then when she left to check it out, when she came back, all of her kitchen cupboards and doors were open. And there's one so high that none of them could have done it. Poltergeist per se, hey? I think it's a poltergeist. Oh, God. All right. Sorry, guys. I had to read it first. It says toilet ghost. So I'm like, Oh, these are all from 2018, by the way. Now, as a child, I walked into the toilet... I walked into the toilet in my great-grandfather's house, and he was sitting on the toilet, and he had not locked the door. I'm not gonna read that. That's stupid. How's that scary? It's not fucking scary. Okay. You remember the Wii, the W-I-I, the Wii that we all did for, was it early 2000s? No? Mid-2000s? Anyways, remember that? I did the Wii for a while. And then I got a PS4 and I'm happy. Anyways, we have a Wii and the sensor bar is on the TV stand directly in front of the TV, as is anyone's. Now, we don't have the cord wrapped up or anything. It just hangs behind the TV in a jumble. Well, one night we were watching TV, cuddling on the couch, when suddenly the Wii sensor bar literally flies across the room till it got to the end of length of the cord. And then it fell to the floor, like someone had grabbed it and chucked it across the room. We could find no explanation for this whatsoever. We had a cat and a dog at the time, but the cat was sleeping in another room, and the dog was on the couch with us. Well, just maybe a spirit saying, "Hello, I'm here. I'm here for you." You know, that kind of thing. Sorry, I'm just reading this one really. No. Nope. Oh, no, no, I'm not going to read that one. That's a bad one. That is a gory one. I don't do gory. Sorry, guys. I have to quick read these. These are not always the best. Nope. That's just another creeper one. Oh, yay, there's more. That's just a weird one. No. Sorry, normally I don't do this, you guys, but... Okay, here's a good one. Found. It starts off as, was working in an office pretty late. How about I was working in an office pretty late, huh? 100% sure I was the only one there. The AC systems are shut down, like, by 7 p.m. And until it does, you don't notice how much noise it actually is making. Now, the office got extremely quiet, which is unsettling to begin with, and I had my office door closed. About 30 minutes later, I heard the mute voice of a little girl with a heavy British accent saying, Mommy, I think he's in this... Let's see if I can do it. I'll say, Mommy, I think he's in this one. So there's no good reason for a British child to be in because they're in America, right? Almost shit my pants as the door cracked ever so slightly until I relieved... What? Until a real-life little girl popped her head and says, Nope, wrong one. Sorry. Turn around. Oh, good Lord. That was lame. Lame, lame. Come on. You guys can do this better than this. Shite. Let's scroll way over here. Oh, these are bad, you guys. Proofread it, Patty. Talking about camp. Oh my god. These are like totally fucking lame, dude. None of these are good. I may have to go to the 67 and see what we got. Jesus Christ. The fuck? These are horrible. Ghost sister. Finally. I was waiting with my nan at her house alone for a couple of hours and it was all fine and dandy. I was sat on an armchair near the door of the living room, and I heard my sisters clearly call my name in an annoyed way. She wasn't in the house. My heart started beating like crazy, and then when she did come into the house about 40 minutes later, she just laughed at me. I still don't know what it was or if my mind was playing tricks on me, but it was very scary. Okay, enough of those lame-ass stories. Yipes, in a way. Good Lord. Going back to your ghost stories... Horrible! You guys can just fast forward that shit. Oh my lord. My cat's like, what's going on? Sweet aromas at night. That sounds interesting. This is in still Wisconsin because it never changes from 2014. I live in a house that is 118 years old. Wow. It has had 6 to 7 owners. The master bedroom, which was added 40 years ago, is over the kitchen, previously the space of a lumber, or let's just say call an attic. Every so often, probably at least half a dozen times a year, I wake up to the room of baking or cooking. It's often cinnamon toast, sometimes what smells like waffles or pancakes or cake or bread or even bacon. Now, only 2 people live in the house, and one, my husband, is usually snoring beside me when I wake up to these wonderful smells. Excuse me. Sometimes when he has fallen asleep on the sofa in the family room, I leave him there. And if I wake up on those occasions, I always think he's fixing a snack or an early breakfast. But he never is. He never smells what I smell. Now, there's no specific time of year for these aromas. I think they happen a lot, though. But I am the only one that notices them. And if I happen to wake up when they are occurring, they last for maybe 30 to 40 seconds after I notice them, which seems to be when they're most intense. And then they fade until they're no longer noticeable. I like this one, you guys. Last night, I smelled buttery toast at 3:21 a.m. My husband did not. Now, about 2 months ago, for the first time, I smelled baking and a second odor. This one was a fresh air and gasoline or oil. I was confused, but something, don't ask me what, told me they were two protective spirits. I was afraid something had happened to my parents, but all was well with them. There have been other incidents at my house, which I have briefly described in the post. The scariest one is the sound of someone ascending the stairs from the front hallway. But back to the aromas. I don't live near a bakery. The nearest one is 2 miles away. Our house is on a large piece of property on a corner and not near anyone's kitchen. These aromas have been occurring for many years. At first, I thought it was me. Then my brain was short-wired or something. But it appears to be in excellent health. Any ideas? Let's see what people say. Congrats on 100th post. I'm gonna see if anyone suggests here, Milda. It's been a bit of a dry spell lately as far as smells go. We didn't do any DIY this summer, and that is what triggers the smells. I've tried to keep track of them by posting them here. As for sounds, the voice is nothing lately. Something changed. I'm not sure what it is yet. Anyways, thanks so much for commenting. No baking aromas for several months, and then early this morning, about 4 a.m., I smelled fresh bread baking. There's really no pattern to the aromas, but they do seem to happen more in winter. This is really interesting, guys. I like this. And then I'm going down. This is 7 years ago, keep in mind. So whether or not this lady still smells these, I don't know. After almost half a year of nothing, we had the aroma of cherry chocolate a couple days ago. Same time, about 4:30 a.m., same place. I'm not sure why, unless it's related to replacing the old boards on our front porch, just off the kitchen. Maybe it was meant as a sign of approval? That's really interesting. I wonder if this person still experiences stuff. That's a good story. That's what I like to read about. A Night in the Big House. 2014, Wisconsin. I don't think it's the same person, no. My family has a string of lake houses in northern Wisconsin that we visit a lot in the summer. There are 4 houses, and 3 of them are very old. I know for sure that the big house is over 150 years old. And here I am celebrating a 100-year-old house. Well, you know. The property overall The property overall has been through plenty, with tornadoes, new houses, or renovations. This story is true, and this summer we are having a paranormal crew do a free reading and a whole property. Well, they shouldn't charge you. I've gone over this again. I don't think, when I became a paranormal investigator, I was told and taught, you don't charge. This is all volunteer. That's why a lot of people lose interest in it. Because it's voluntary. You're not making any money off it. If anything, you're spending money. You're spending money on equipment. You're spending money on your gas tank. And you're spending on your money on your car improvements. Stuff like that, right? Anyways, I've gone down that path with you guys before. And do a free reading on a whole... I would love... Excuse me. Hello, Duncan. Anyways, I would not mind doing a free reading with the tarot. Or my... Why do I always forget the small deck? tarot is my favorite versus the smaller deck. And I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on those. God damn it. Tarot and... I don't know. It escapes me again. But I wouldn't mind doing a free tarot because I know that I'm not like... What I learned is that you say what you see. And yeah, I still have to follow the book because I don't do tarots very often. Just once in a while, I'm going to do a tarot now. Because it feels, you get that tingle like, I need to do a tarot. Not necessarily for me, but just for whoever. So, anyways, I would never charge because I'm not a professional or that's not my niche. Anyways, my 3 friends and I always stay in one of the smaller houses. 2 or 3 of them every summer. We like it because, well, it's in the middle of everything. Last July was the 3rd year of us staying there, so we decided to stay in the big house. The biggest, the oldest, and the creepiest. We were all terrified of that place, but at the same time, we were all up for a challenge. I gotta meet these people. Kidding. Now, when it got dark, we moved all of our stuff into the living room of the house. The living room was big with an old piano, old furniture... there was a nice TV and some old books and pictures. The fireplace is made of rocks you can no longer find, and the windows so old that they had lines on them from age, making everything on the porch look blurry. I know what windows are talking about. One of our windows is like that here in the house. It's that old. Well, you figure, now these windows have technically been really replaced. The original window planes. So I know what they're talking about. Where they get, yeah. And the house across the street from had windows like that. They look almost like they're plastic, but they're not. Mm-hmm. Anyways, there's a hallway from the dining room that branches off into other sections of the house, one of which is the living room. We always run through the hallway because in the middle is very old lamp. There's a very old lamp next to a sketching of some man. It's very creepy feeling. Sorry. Sorry for the nasalness. Only when I do the podcast, I get nasally. It's so weird. Most of the night went fine until one of my friends left to get some food. There was a clank coming from the other side of the house where the kitchen was. We all thought nothing of it, thinking it was just our friend being clumsy. Well, she soon returned with a bag of chips, and we asked her what she dropped or broke. She said, nothing. Now, I remember asking her what the banging sound was, and she said that she thought it came from us. Well, we were all pretty scared now, but forgot about it pretty soon. You brush it off, right? Right. In the second story of the house, our old bedrooms and an old bathroom with a very old bathtub. The bathtub was white with gold feet. Oh, clawed tub. Nice. We were all on our phones when we went through the... We thought we heard the water turn on. I told my friends it's probably normal, just some water going to the kitchen or something. Not too sure about it myself, though. I started thinking of the possible things that could be going on. Now, the house is old. Maybe the clanking of the water was just as the way of, you know, how houses make, old houses make noises because of the plumbing, right? I basically just summed that up for you guys. Oh, all right. Somehow I managed to convince myself of that, just huddling closer to my friends just in case. Now, a while after that, maybe around 3 a.m., there's your timestamp, there was the sound of something being dropped, like a book fell off a shelf. Well, when we stood up to find out what it was, there was a piano scroll for the player piano on the floor opened. At this point, I started panicking a little bit. My friends and I all moved our stuff to the kitchen and huddled in the furthest corner. We couldn't leave the house. We were so scared to run through the house because you have to go through the dark in the woods to the other cabins, right? So they were terrified to leave this house. What happened next terrified me so bad I haven't gone back, and I won't go back until the paranormal crew visits. Excuse me. We heard the piano open where you put the scroll and the pedals fall down to actually play the player piano. Soon we all heard it play. I have never been more scared in my life. We all put in our headphones and waited for it to stop, which it eventually did. We left the property early next morning instead of staying the whole weekend. Update. A pipe broke, and we basically had to replace everything on the first floor except for some old books and the haunted piano. There's a few possibilities to whom it might have been. My grandma, who said she would forever watch over the place, whoever the man is who appears often in pictures around the house, or a girl named Mabel. Okay. So the paranormal team apparently visited. And this is what the paranormal team came back with. Got it. The grandmother who said she would forever watch over the place. Okay, that's one. Whoever the man is who appears often in the pictures is around the house. That's person two. Or a girl named Mabel who died there. There's a bunch of other people it could have been. After all, the place is pretty old in legend. And legend has it, it was built on a site. Oh, there we go. Old Indian village. I'll try to keep everything updated. I don't know why. Oh, God, it's 34 minutes. I don't know why so many of these haunted homes are built on burial grounds and Indian burial grounds. Me and my friend Michael had a long conversation about that. It's not always true. I mean, where he lives, there's always stories of, my house is haunted because it's built on a burial ground. And their history check, there are no Indian burial grounds where people keep claiming they're built on and claiming they're, it's just, that's a whole nother story, a whole nother conversation. So, wow, that 34 minutes went fucking fast. What the hell? All right, you guys. I think I can only do 45-minute podcasts as the longest I can go because it'll start like giving you like a little countdown. And I think I only meant I've done that once because I get carried away. But I hope you enjoyed the last two stories. The other ones prior to that were just shit. So they're shite. So I apologize for those. You know me, I don't proofread. I don't look ahead. But these last two, loved it. Absolutely loved it. That is the kind of experiences I love to read about, experiences I love to hear about, and just like, I want to go and just sit there and I want to smell what you're smelling, or I want to hear and see what you're seeing. I want to experience that too. But all these homes are way, the BFE in Wisconsin, way, way that far away. So anyways, I will keep the Wisconsin stories up. So next Sunday, I will continue with those. And if you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, that's cool too. I did get a response on one of my Q&As on the other podcast. Which thank you so much for your feedback. I really appreciate it. I think, okay, let's just say you're the fourth person that's ever responded to my Q&A, because I can't remember prior podcasts if anybody has or not. So I'm just going to put that out there. But thank you so much for letting me know the podcast, and I appreciate you taking your time and listening to that one and listening to it and correcting me on the Faye. I appreciate that as well. So see, I see you guys. I see you. All right, you guys. Everybody have a fab day, a fabulous day. It's still snowing-ish, but I can't see because my windows are fogged up. If you have any tips on that, let me know. Hey, should I put like masking tape around the window? I don't know. Is that a bad idea? I'm telling you guys, I want to get some seal caulk. I hate saying that word, caulk, and just do the seam. I know you're not supposed to. You should get it tuck pointed, I think it's called. It would just be nice to, anyways, enough about my health. So you guys take care. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me. Spotify's got me up there. I've got 1,100 followers, which is like crazy. Makes no sense because I only get 50 plays. Where's the other half? All right, you guys, everyone take care. Have a phenomenal weekend Sunday. Enjoy your week. If you're retired or whatever you're doing, or semi-retired, enjoy it. Have a good time. And this is Mrs. Paranormal signing off.